According to a report this week by the Civil Society Coalition, at least 2,400 people have been killed and close to 1,900 others kidnapped since May last year when President Bola Tinubu assumed office. The coalition said it was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security across Nigeria and called on authorities to take, quote, actionable steps, end quote, to fix the problem. Awal Rafsanjani, executive director of the Civil Society Legislative Advocacy Center, spoke on behalf of the coalition.
Our country is under siege. Our country has been taken over by criminals, pampered terrorists, pampered bandits, pampered political criminals, and Nigerians are being killed like ants. It's no longer a story that every day you wake up, it is one killing over the other. We cannot continue this way.
The report comes amid a wave of violent attacks in the country, including Abuja. There, armed gangs have carried out brazen kidnap for ransom attacks in recent weeks. Two people from different families were killed as a warning to those who don't pay. In southwestern Ekiti State, armed men kidnapped six school students and three teachers on Monday. On the same day, gunmen attacked local communities in the state and killed two traditional rulers. Nigerian President Tinubu condemned the attacks and ordered security forces to capture perpetrators. But security analyst Chidio Major says government failure is the reason for the persistent problem.
The root cause of all this is just bad governance. Bad governance that engenders poverty, that brings about frustration, brings about anger in the people. You see, there's always this correlation between poverty, poverty, bad governance, and spike in criminality. There has to be, multidimensional approach to it. And of course, it has to be intelligence driven.
Last year, Tinubu vowed to fix Nigeria's security problems if elected president. After taking office, Tinubu retired several service chiefs and appointed new ones. Critics say that isn't enough. On Tuesday, members of the National Assembly summoned the service chiefs to discuss the state of security in the country. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.